This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The court to the canvas. Get in the game at SF MoMA, where sports and art collide. Downtown SF at 3rd and Howard. Exhibition runs October 19th to February 18th. Tickets at sfmoma.org.
Shop for an exquisite meal at Whole Foods Market. Save 20% on No Antibiotics Ever beef top sirloin steaks with Prime through October 8th. Pair with creamy mashed potatoes for an impressive dinner. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
This is a special alert to anyone owing the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes or with unfiled tax returns. Write this number down, 800-660-2044. The IRS has ended COVID forgiveness and they are cracking down. Call Tax Relief Helpers now to hear about our tax debt reduction programs. If you're facing liens, levies, an audit, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan, we still can help you. You may qualify to have your tax debt settled for a mere fraction of what you owe or for other resolution programs. Tax Relief Helpers has tax agents available now for a free consultation. TRH has already helped thousands of taxpayers qualify for these generous relief programs, earning them an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you or your business owe 10 or even hundreds of thousands to the IRS, you don't have to be afraid anymore. Call our relief hotline now to see what savings you may qualify for at 800-660-2044. 800-660-2044. Once again, that's 800-660-2044.
Cars for Kids. No more stressing over your old vehicle. Donate today and it can be picked up tomorrow. It's the easiest service out there. Donate online at carsforkids.org. That's cars with a K.
When the red and gold wins, our listeners win. The morning after every victory, be sure to tune in to the Morning Roast for your chance to win a jersey. Presented by Habas Law. Because Habas Law always puts people in the best position to win.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
There's new Tropic Bowls in Paradise at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Enjoy our new Bahama Mama Bowl, inspired by our fan-fave smoothie flavor, serving pineapple, strawberry, and coconut. Or dig into 32 grams of protein with our new Peanut Butter Protein Crunch Bowl. It's Tropic time.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Can you handle that much caffeine?
Did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
I'm cutting you off.
You earn, we match. Unlimited cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Now, back to Dillard and Wibbs on 95.7 The Game.
I'm sorry about that. I accidentally bumped my microphone and turned it on. And apparently, I'm told a noise went over the air there. About that.
I wish you weren't a liar.
I hope you didn't take anything from that.
I took exactly what I needed to take from that.
I think
I'm ugly.
I was clearing my throat.
Yeah.
Let me clear my throat.
Hit me with a...
Anyway.
A little Shanahan in there. Totally.
Possibly.
Whatever.
Possibly.
A little bit less than 1 hour from right now, we'll fade the Dibbers.
Do we have to?
Oh, yeah. One man.
I'm down.
One pick.
My Dauber is down.
One opportunity. Yeah. That's how it's going
to
be.
I mean, I hate to break it to you, but I'm no longer hot.
No.
Seven and seven now in the year.
And you weren't before you missed the pick last night.
And the pick was in.
How far into the game-winning plays does it go before you're thinking about fade to Dibbers? When I see a Falcon I've never heard of, we invested 3 hours and 20 minutes into watching Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield huck absolute haymakers at one another and get to a score of 30-30. Everybody's fantasy teams are drunk.
Boy.
Everything's fantastic. I don't care if you had Mike Evans or Drake London or Bijan Robinson. Good Lord, if you started Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean?
Steiny has him on his bench.
Good for him. Whatever you got going on, you're feeling yourself. And then you get all the way to the end, and there he goes. Somebody nobody's ever heard of flying down the field. I don't know. He was at about the 20 when I was like, fade the Dibbers.
I mean,
I got it out before he crossed the goal line.
I just
fade the Dibbers. I can't believe this. The Falcons win again. They shouldn't have won a game yet this year.
Right.
They should be 0-5. And the 3-2. Good for them.
Right. And it drives you crazy. And it probably was when they fumbled. So you block the field goal and you get the ball back. It's 6.5 minutes left, but fine. Go ahead and march it down there and get some points. I got Tampa and 2.5, so I'm thinking, you know, just win the damn game. And then you go down there and you cough it up. With 3 minutes to go on a first down play, you've moved the ball. Now you're in field goal range. All you have to do really is not spit up on yourself, burn their timeouts, kick a field goal, go up 6, and then hold on for dear life. I like your chances.
Yep.
You fumble. Then they throw an interception right back. And I'm thinking, okay, this thing's fade the dib or nothing. I'm about to win. I got a couple more chances to win. Then you got to punt it back, and Young Wei Koo delivers again from more than 50. Then you get to overtime, and they score the touchdown. I'm thinking, that's all right. Tampa gets the... Oh, no, they don't. I felt like Kyle Shanahan. I didn't know the overtime rules.
It is a stupid rule. It's a very stupid rule. I mean... There are two things that I believe in pro sports right now that the league that's running them knows they're stupid. And there's proof. Because both of the leagues go, we're going to do, this is the rule. Until you get to the playoffs, then it's not the rule anymore.
Exactly.
And it's a runner at second base in extra innings. And it's this cockamamie overtime thing where if you get across the goal line, then the other team doesn't need the ball. Both of them go away when we get to playoffs. If you're telling us that it's not good enough for the playoffs, it's not good enough. Period.
Agreed. Agreed. And I would add the kickoff rule. The new kickoff, I think, is really stupid. And I think that what they were trying to do is protect players. But all it is now is this awkward thing where a kicker blasts it into the end zone and a guy either catches it or doesn't. And as soon as the ball goes in the end zone, you have a 1 second flurry where 20 professional athletes like take three hard steps toward each other and then stop. And then the kickoff team, usually the guys run through and they go to the end zone just to get their sprint on.
Yeah, they dance. That's kind of, but that's what it already was.
Yeah, but it...
Sometimes they strategically try to drop it in between the goal line and the 20 and make you return it.
Right.
Sometimes.
It's fairly rare. And maybe that will be the evolution, is teaching kickers to kick it right to the goal line.
Yeah.
Where a guy, you know, you catch it at the one and you got to bring it out. And it's hard, but that to me right now is not... I think it is the solution for the league. Safety first. No hip drop tackle, and now no more kickoff returns, but it's just kind of lame. I'm not into it.
It was already lame, though, so I don't feel like I lost anything there. But when a game is 30-30, somebody goes into overtime with a 50-something yarder, and then the team gets the ball, flies down the field, and gets a touchdown, and the game ends, I feel like I lost something.
I know I lost something.
In baseball, if you don't score in the top of the 10th and then the home team comes over there and spits on a ball down the first base line, sending somebody over to third, and then hits a medium deep fly ball to center field and the game's over, I feel like I lost something. So the kickoff, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I feel like the, you know, relative sense, eh, whatever. These other two rules really, I think, take away from the fan experience.
Yeah, and I guess for me, the baseball one is less annoying because it's one of 162, and at least you did get a chance to do the same thing,
yeah.
Spit on one, hit a weak fly ball, and get your own run. At least you have a chance to do the same thing. In this case, where it just, boop, you almost knocked the ball down, and he goes down the middle, touchdown, and that's just game over.
Yep.
It just... It's kind of lame.
Yeah, of course it is. And they've admitted it because they won't let it happen in a playoff game.
Exactly.
So, yeah, completely admit it. Let's go to Jeff in Rhode Island. Is the Niner defense in good shape, or did they just play the Patriots? 888-957-9570. We'll hear from Kyle Shanahan shortly as well. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Being here in New England, I have to think it's probably the Patriots offense because that's all they talk about up here. And like you said, I am concerned going into this week because now we are playing an actually, a talented offense. And, you know, maybe, you know, what we saw was just kind of an illusion because the Patriots are so bad. And real quick, Devontae Adams, I have to think that the Niners may be in on him for some reason. And it is Ayuk part of the trade if that was to take place? And would it be something like, you know, as far as, you know, you're trading talent for talent and what else you have to give up, you're also now getting rid of the immature, the childish acts, and all of this other stuff. And do you think the Niners are in on them?
Jeff, thanks. I don't. I would love for them to be in on it. I'm not wiping it off the table completely. I think the Niners are capable of a surprise. But no, I don't. I think it's just a little bit too complex with the fact that they just signed Brandon Ayuk. There are financial problems if you pull off a deal like that. And I think it's probably just too big of a bite of an apple for the 49ers to take. I actually think that that's true. The more I've looked into this and read and listened, I'd kind of like to pull back on the prediction I made yesterday. I don't think he's going to the Saints. I think it's financially preventative there as well. I do think that the Jets are the most likely landing spot, but seeing as that's the favorite and that's no fun, I'll go with what I do think is possible and, quite frankly, where he should go.
Yeah.
The Jets is where he probably will go. It's not where he should go. He should go to the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
That's where Devontae Adams should go. And that's the team that should give up anything that the Raiders want to make it happen.
They've got a great quarterback, and they are currently 20th in football in passing yards. And their quarterback is doing a lot of it with his legs, and he's doing it with an unheralded, underrated receiving core. And yet, what, the Bills are 3-1 and off to a terrific start, despite the fact that they have no real household names. I know they've got your guy, Shakir, right?
Khalil Shakir. Who's out this week.
Right, so you do need a receiver. All your team is out. Your entire fantasy team, God, unfortunately.
I'm like grabbing people off the wire. I'm like, are you playing this week? You get in there.
Seriously.
I'm using both IR spots. I got all kinds of crap going on.
The walking wounded. But yeah. I think Buffalo would be a good spot. That would be the logical landing spot. I don't know what Buffalo would offer. If I'm Vegas, I'm looking for picks more than I am players anyway.
Why would you not give up a 2 for Davante Adams?
You're
the Buffalo Bills, and look at your situation and, quite frankly, how it's changed since the year started. What did you think going into the year? Well, we've got, the Patriots in our division, we can handle that. But Aaron Rodgers is back and ready to go with this roster. And then the Miami Dolphins have paid Tua, and they're ready to rock, and this is competitive. Well, how's it looking now? That division is yours. It's yours. The Jets are still a threat, but they don't look as fancy as we thought it was going to be, turnkey quarterback, done deal. And the Dolphins are done. The Dolphins are done, unfortunately. I don't know when they're getting them back. I don't know if they're going to get him back at all, but when they get him back, it's going to be too late because they're going to score like 8 points a game until he returns, unless they make some sort of a trade. But that division is yours. Like, if I'm the Bills, I right now feel like not just can I win this division, I got a great shot at home field advantage. I know they lost last week, just from me to you.
Got pounded.
They're going to lose again this week. That's my favorite bet of the week, Houston -1. But anyway, because they're missing not just Shakir, they're missing like 3 starters.
Yeah.
I think they're going to lose that football game. But anyway, you've got a real shot to have a special season. But if you're doing this with Keon Coleman, a rookie, you're doing this with Mac Hollins, you're doing this with Curtis Samuel, and you're doing this with Khalil Shakir, nice players, but none of them have that physical presence over the middle of the field, 20 yards down, and Josh Allen can deliver it with anybody. I would do whatever it took to get my hands on Davante Adams if I'm Buffalo.
Next Monday night, they're at New York to take on the Jets.
Ooh, that's good.
Is Davante Adams at that game and or playing in that game?
I'll say yes.
A week from Monday.
I'll say yes.
Buffalo at the Jets.
We keep hearing this isn't going to ramp up until next week. And that's largely because I think everybody knows Devontae's not playing this week. He wasn't going to play.
The hamstring.
Yeah, I don't know how hurt he actually is, but he ain't playing for the Raiders this week.
He's not playing for the Raiders ever again.
You're right. And so if it ramps up next week, okay, and everyone's like, we'll see how quick it goes. I just don't see why it wouldn't go quickly. And if I'm Buffalo and things go as I predict, which is that they come out of this weekend 3-2, and they're staring at the Jets on Monday night, now we're desperate. Now we're desperate, and both of those teams playing each other are likely to come in desperate. They know they'll be competing with one another to get them, and so I think that that's going to spur some action from both of those squads.
That spread's a weird one for me. Houston's a one-point dog at home.
I got Houston as a one-point favorite in this game.
The lines that I go off of are from usually at the Tuesday or the Wednesday, so it probably opened with Houston as a one-point dog, and it's been bet the other way, but even at 1 point, that one looks, it just feels weird to me that it's only 1 because Buffalo does have the injuries. Houston is at home. Houston's pretty good. Yeah. Buffalo played, was that Monday night game this last week? Or was that Sunday night against Baltimore?
Sunday night. Okay. Sunday night. Yeah, they got waxed. Houston's coming off of 2 uninspiring weeks. They get waxed by Minnesota. Then they come home and they need a late touchdown just to barely sneak by Jacksonville. So I think that it depresses it. They're both really good teams who haven't looked good recently. But I'm just going tea leaves here, and I'm going to give the Stephon Diggs Bowl to the Houston Texans.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that I thought Houston would be more heavily favored in that game.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Buffalo.
It is, but Houston's at home, and Houston's been good, and Houston's got Mixon back, and they've got all those weapons. They got the leading receiver in football and a quarterback that everyone drools over. I thought that they would have been more heavily favored.
Interesting. Yeah, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. All right, why don't we play Kyle Shanahan, and then let's react to that afterward and take some of your calls as we move through the 5 o'clock hour here on a Friday. 888-957-9570 is the number, but let's take a listen to the coach today after practice. Here's Kyle Shanahan on 95.7 The Game.
For the game, Yetur will be out. Flanagan Fowles out. Chris Conley doubtful. Jacob Cowing questionable. Kittle questionable. Fred Warner questionable. Clea Davis questionable. Isaac Yiadom questionable. Go ahead.
Do you expect to move Kalia to the 53-man?
Yes.
With Flanagan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fowles, he's out, right? Who becomes the backup linebacker, middle linebacker?
Who does?
Yeah.
It's a secret.
Yes, then. How has Tatum Bethune been? What have you guys seen from him since training camp and these games?
Well, he's been good. He did a good job at backup, Mike linebacker to the backup during preseason. Runs the huddle well. He's mixed in there throughout the week, especially with Fred not being able to practice much. So he does a good job. Where he's needed, he'll be ready.
I'm sorry, do you expect to call up Trent to return punts?
There's a chance. Trent's an option. You know, Juice is an option. Jake's an option. Ronnie Bell's an option. So we still don't know about Jake yet. But if Jake can't go, all those other guys are choices too.
Now, there's a lot of different pass plays and all these different route combinations. Who devise them and design them, and where in the process is this off-season stuff, or does it happen like in every week you devise all these different route combinations?
We have the foundation of the stuff we work on. You know, we do all off-season, just how we distribute guys, so the quarterback gets good at it, the receivers get good at it, and then we usually study the coverages on Monday and Tuesday, and we do most of that on our own, get together later on Tuesday afternoon and decide which ones we're going to finalize, mainly based off of what our players are good at. Well, first of all, what we're going against, and then what we're going against to see what we like with our players, and then we do the same thing the next night for third downs, then we do the next night for red zone. So it's a little bit of everybody.
How has the absence of Christian McCaffrey impacted the offense in the red zone in particular?
Kind of the same way as the rest of the field. When Christian's out there, it's easier in everything you do. But, you know, he usually is pretty automatic in his one-on-ones, and that's why, you know, when you have players like Christian, I think it helps you know what you're getting a little bit more. You know that defenses understand how good he is in one-on-ones, so you know how to, you expect two people to be there, which helps you with other places, and just helps you know what you're getting a little bit better.
With the, I think the latest forecast is 95 degrees at kickoff. What's the story with your guys' uniform situation, where you wanted to get to all white or something, and then just how do you prepare for?
When I was in the East Coast, that was such a big deal. You know, being in Tampa Bay and things like that, you'd always want to wear those whites early in the year. Didn't have to worry about that much out here. But got the memo earlier in the week that it was going to be hot like this. So we asked on Monday, and we weren't allowed to do it. You had to do it before the season started. So in order for us to do it, we kind of got to make like a conscious decision or a commitment before the year that we wear all whites until like the middle of October or whatever, and then go to normal. But it's not usually this hot, but we'll probably do that now just in case.
So you guys are going to have white pants now?
Yeah, they'll let us do our throwbacks, just alternate it with other ones. So we'll get as much white on as possible, and the most we possibly can do is white pants. So hopefully it helps a little.
Discussing hydration is what you're...
Yeah, that's everything. That's what we keep saying.
Will more guys get pregame IVs? Is that a thing?
I would assume so. Each person's different. You know, sometimes when you push IVs a lot, then people think they don't have to hydrate at all, and they just depend on the IV. So we're not preaching all that yet, but that's usually what you do in these situations. A number of guys do it just as a routine anyways on Sundays. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot more are doing it this Sunday.
In the Southeast, in Texas, in college, did you ever do that?
Always. Yeah, always.
How does it make you feel like after you get it?
Better. I still do it. If I had too much fun the night before. Yes.
Had that thing with the uniform said it had never come up before this week?
No, we've never known in advance how hot it was going to be. And honestly, since I've been here, never... seems too hot. I feel like even on the hottest days, I still need a hoodie at some time during that day. But this week has felt different, and I truly believe Sunday's going to. So it's the first time we've really looked into it, and I think that's been a rule for a little bit. We just had to get reminded on it.
A rule that you have to commit before the
season starts. Yeah.
Well, you guys have two games in 5 or 6 days, whatever it is, 4 days. I know that you're always gearing everything towards the next game, but in a situation like this, do you take some of your staff and say, hey, we want you guys to look at Seattle and get going on Seattle so you don't have to start from...
Yeah, guys, there's so much, busy work that needs to be done so you can evaluate people the right way, just how our cut-ups are done, all the stuff that you get to input in a computer, so we know the areas to look at. So, guys work on that stuff usually all day Monday, and we get going on the rest of Monday night once we put the game to bed from the day before, and then you get all day Tuesday to really do that stuff, and now you're cramming a whole week into one day, so those guys can't be doing any busy work. As soon as we come in early on Monday, we're going right away, so guys got to get that stuff done in advance. But in terms of like studying and getting your creativity and trying to get prepared for that, I've never done it personally. I just I don't like to mix things together. I like to be all in on one thing, and no matter how little of time you can commit, you can get in all in on something else, especially when you get 3 days off after it.
Arizona ran for about 240 against you guys last year. You won the game. What makes their running game such a handful?
They got a good scheme. They got a really good quarterback. A really good running back. And then they got a really good quarterback who's a threat on every single play. Whether he runs any, you always got to honor him. And when you play 11-on-11 football in the run game, something that you don't have to do week in and week out, and that always makes it a more challenge. And what they do schematically, and James Conner is a stud, so all of it together.
You've got a lot of guys who are very into health and sleep and all those type of things. Juszczyk is maybe the leader of that. That's true or not, but how does that manifest itself? What do you notice that he does just to make sure he can play at 33 and go?
Just him in particular, he's just extremely smart. He's very detailed on everything he does. Like, just the way those guys prepare and all year around, really. They don't just do it in football season. I learned stuff just listening to them, just not to be an athlete, but how to be a healthy person. What they put in their bodies. They know everything that goes in their body. And just the recovery, everything they do. Like, Juice definitely is one of the top in it. Christian is, Fred. Bosa, all these guys are, it's become such a big deal. And when you have guys who have the success they have, it's so cool. So cool for us as an organization, because young guys come in, they see it, they ask questions, and just hanging around those guys, I think collectively our team gets so much better at all that stuff.
You incorporated it's healthier. Can you
share? Me?
Yeah.
I sleep more in the off season. I drink more water. Doesn't work as much for me. I put some stretch things in my office, but that's about it. I use it once a week, mainly. Just stresses me out that I don't do it. But if you get really out of shape for a while, your body gets used to it, and you don't feel as bad. That's kind of my secret. Guys who are in real good shape and they miss like a week of working out, they feel miserable. But if you can tough through that for like a couple more months, then it just becomes natural. So, all right, there you go. All right, guys.
All right, there it is from Kyle Shanahan. Not just news about the 49ers, but the secret to being out of shape.
Yeah.
Just make it through that first week or two, and then everything's good.
Yeah, and sleep and drink lots of water, and get an IV if you can, if you've had a long night.
I do feel for anybody who has tickets on that side of the stadium Sunday.
Oh, boy.
What the hell are they going to do?
Burn.
No, I'd argue it's beyond that. Like, it's kind of dangerous. Like, you can't sit up there for 3 hours in that heat.
And you won't. And when you see it, and when that first kickoff soars through the sky and the camera goes up to track it, you'll see all the giant bank of empty seats on that side of the stadium. And so come Monday, we'll have renewed calls about an overhang or a roof or whatever it is that people want to do to Levi's Stadium to counteract this. There's usually one game a year where it's a real factor.
Yes, but this is by data. I was just looking at this now, and even if it's not quite as bad, I know we're still 48 hours out. This is going to be the hottest game in the history of Levi's Stadium.
Right.
This one. This is it. So for all of the complaining through the years, you've never dealt with one like this.
Forecast I'm looking at is a high of 95 on Sunday in Santa Clara.
Yep.
And if it's 95 and you're on that side of the stadium, the east side, which is the sun side,
that's triple digits.
It's going to be about 110 to 120 if you're sitting on a red plastic seat that's been in the sun for hours before you get there. You're going to be baking.
Yeah. You can't do it. Like, it's not.
Can't do it.
Yeah, that's not doable.
Can't do it.
You can't sit over there for this game. I hate saying that. You know what I mean?
Well, like, you can for a bit, and then you go underneath, and you come back, and back and forth.
Christy and I were sitting there for the opener, and that's a game that started at 5:20 and wasn't nearly as hot of a day. And I will tell you that for the first hour of the game, it was nothing more than what I would call kind of like a minor inconvenience. But like, I had to like give her my hat. Like, it gets you. Like, it's sitting there. It's just like, oh, like, it's just, right? And you've all, like, I don't want to say you've all, but a lot of you've experienced this, and we weren't even that high up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we had pretty nice seats. And so, I don't know. This is not doable this weekend.
No, it's going to be brutal, and that definitely will affect a little bit of the home field advantage. And the other part of it is Arizona is used to practicing in these conditions. So I don't know if their players are going to come in and have as much of an adjustment as the Niners will playing in this heat.
I don't know. That's an interesting one. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I do think we overdo that a little bit. Here's what I mean by it. We'll say, like, when it's snowing in Lambeau in December, whoa, the Packers, they're built for this. And I've, like, you talk to some people who, like, played for the Packers or they played for the Patriots or whatever, and they're like, no, dude, I was born in California. 2 years later, I get drafted. I'm playing in the snow at Lambeau Field. No, I'm not built for this. It hurts like hell. So I don't know on an individual basis. And obviously the Niners and Cardinals are down on the field where, yes, in theory, it's somewhat hotter, but it's also you're moving. You've got a shade side. You're not just baking, sitting on, as you put it, a red plastic seat. So I don't know if there's an advantage for the actual team. Other than that, I'm with you. Some of the home field advantage gets taken away.
Yeah,
you're not going to be over there making any noise.
If you're even
barely breathe,
right? And I'm looking at the schedule, and you've got a game October 20th against the Chiefs, which is 2 weeks from Sunday. And normally you'd think, all right, October 20th, you're not going to have to deal with the heat then, but you might this whole Indian summer thing.
Dude, summer's never going to end.
It never ends. And winter gets pushed further and further back. So summer now, like the real heat in the Bay Area is now a little July, but it's August, September, October.
Oh, it's always been September.
September's now it's October.
Yeah, sure.
That thing has slid even further down the road.
I don't know. Has anybody gone outside this week?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Today's actually kind of cooled off.
Exactly. It's cooled all the way down to like only 80 here in the city.
It was like 94 in my house when I left. And I'm like, you know what? Not bad today.
Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. Look, I get it. This is a well-traveled conversation. We're not trying to reboot that right now. And the 49ers are well aware of all of the belly aching. And yes, I don't mean to call it belly aching because some of it is real. But with all of that being said, we have never in our history, we've never looked at a game like this. And I would openly suggest, with apologies to the 49ers, I would tell you, if you got tickets on that side of the stadium, you got to find somewhere else to be. And it's a 1 o'clock game, so 4 o'clock, it's still going to be
still
that way.
Still going to be warm.
It's still going to be like there's.
Can't do it.
It's not like, well, let's wait for the second half. I don't think you can sit in the upper deck on that side in this game at all.
Slap on some sunscreen, bring a big hat.
Dog.
And tough it out. It's the Niners, buddy. This is a divisional game.
Dude, your hat would need to cover your face. You're staring at it. It's not like it's
I get it. I've been up there.
Yeah, it's not above your head.
I've lived it. It's staring
at you.
Throw on some sunglasses and a little SPF 50.
Dude.
And root for your team.
Then bring just a truckload of water. Because I'm serious, man. This is a heat stroke game.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is,
this
in a
is
game
dangerous.
Like this, in a game like this, it should be free water. If you're up in that section on that side of the stadium,
yes.
Instead of $7 for a 16-ounce Aquafina, you should be getting free water.
Yeah.
But I know in this day and age and in this marketplace, nothing's free. Absolutely nothing's free.
Why not?
Because we don't do that.
Just have vendors moving through the aisles giving it out.
Right.
What's the problem?
The problem.
Would you rather have a lawsuit?
Or, I mean, medical situations. Because you're right. Already, when people get into a game, it's a dehydration sensation.
Thank you.
Anyway, because you're out there in the lot getting after it. Can I get a cha-ching if you're still paying attention? The Mets aren't on, bro.
Cha-ching!
Yeah, but he's like Kyle Shanahan. After a day where you have too much fun, you need an IV, and Ken hasn't had his.
I'm working over here.
Yeah, exactly. Thank
also,
you,
the
Ken.
Mets are on. They're doing a replay.
Oh, he's watching it again. He's like, take that, honey. I am watching the game.
That's so funny, Lucas. Actually, the Mets are on. P.S., they're probably losing 2-0 at this hour. It was probably 0-0.
Yeah.
I left yesterday in the seventh and it was 0-0, and I'm looking at this kid and he is just ashing.
Oh, it's too much. Too much. You can put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
You got an elimination game and it's 0-0 going into the seventh. That's barf time. Like, you can't handle that. That's too much.
Yeah.
Remember Mad Bum against the Royals? It's too much. You can't take that. You do that once or twice a lifetime.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you hope to survive it.
The only difference there is it was game seven of the freaking World Series. This guy's running around in a uniform because they got out of the first round.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, do you have anything left for the next round? Does the team have anything left for the next round?
I'm exhausted just as much as they are.
You got to go to Philly now. You got to go to Philly. Actually, thank God you got to go to Philly because, like, if it was just some sort of also-ran type of a place, like, what if Washington was good this year? That's not going to fire you up.
A little bit of a letdown.
But it doesn't. New York, walk into the building at Philly, the Zach Wheeler Bowl, yeah, that'll get you going.
Yeah,
those fans will get you going.
And Wheeler's all jacked up to face the Mets because apparently when he was a Met and he was hurt, they charged him for tickets to go to the playoffs.
Correct. He and his family had to buy tickets.
Right. Classy.
Unbelievable.
Stay classy, New York.
What the hell was that? Was Steve Cohen the, was he the owner then?
In 2015, yeah. I think so.
Was he the owner already?
No.
No, okay. Because New York, for all of its glitz, its glamour, and its sports teams, you know, put aside the Steinbrenners, it's unbelievable that they are some of the most awful owners in all of sports. And I know, again, whoever was owning the Mets at that time.
The Wilpons.
Yeah, and what's his name over with the Knicks? Dolan. Good Lord. Talk about taking care of your people in the wrong way. It's just incredible. There's one thing as a sports owner, like you want to do this, that, or the other to the fans. You want to tell Niner fans this weekend, sorry, we're doubling the price of water. Like, those are awful things. But good God, take care of your people. Your athletes who go out there and do all of that dirty business. How do you not take care of them? That's crazy to me. That's the worst thing you could do as an owner.
Yep. Agreed. Agreed. And just for people who are listening, as we get you ready for Sunday's game, 94 degrees at kick. It'll get up to 96 by 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And I just looked. Levi Stadium does allow water bottles. You can bring in your own water bottle. Less than 24 ounces. Must be sealed and contain no alcohol. So, go ahead and...
How many of those can you bring in?
Interesting. I
would fill up a clear bag with, honestly, fill up a clear bag with about 20 of those. However many you can lug. However many you can lug.
It says that you can also bring in 1 gallon Ziploc bag to bring in water bottles and other snacks.
Oh, other snacks.
Other snacks.
Other snacks.
So... I mean, and a 1 gallon Ziploc is not big. You can probably just put 2 16-ounce water bottles in there. So,
oh, dude.
I mean, yeah, bring your water. 96 by the second half.
I'm not kidding. If you got tickets over there, I bet there's some people that are just like, eh.
Eesh.
We'll go next week.
Yeah?
Let's just go next week instead.
I get it.
It's too much.
But in 2 weeks, you got Kansas City, and it's going to, I mean, no guarantee it's going to be any cooler.
Yeah, but no.
With this global warming.
Chances are it's not. And then, obviously, the one after that's a night game.
Yeah, and the sun will be a little bit lower in the sky by then as we continue to get closer to the solstice.
In fact, I think it's right after, is it after the Chiefs game or the week after that, that the daylight savings is over? And then when Dallas comes in, I think it'll be dark by kickoff.
November 3rd, I believe.
Oh, is it that late?
Yeah, it's usually after Halloween, I think.
And when's the and that's a week after the Dallas game. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the bye.
Okay.
That's the bye week.
All right. But either way, it's already getting dark by like 6:45 now anyway.
Yeah.
And this will be another 2-3 weeks from now. But anyway, nothing to do about it, obviously. 888-957-9570. Can we have some fun for a few minutes and try to pull this apart?
I just, real quick, I'm looking at the stadium guide A to Z for Levi Stadium, and I clicked on W, thinking that they have something on water. They've got will call, wheelchair, weapons.
Oh.
Weapons.
You got any Wetzel's pretzels in there?
No, but in compliance, weapons of any kind are strictly prohibited inside Levi Stadium.
That's good to know.
I can't find anything about water, but I know that I'm not allowed to bring weapons.
Water.
Even in my 1 gallon Ziploc, I can't bring a weapon in there. Water and snacks, though, anyway.
All right.
Let's have some fun.
Devontae Adams posts a picture of Edgar Allan Poe. what does it mean?
I love that.
Okay, so what does it mean?
Well, I didn't know Edgar Allan Poe dropped out of Virginia also. That was a great nugget from Matt Barrows.
I mean, he dropped out of life. You know, he died when he was 40.
Yeah.
And some suggest it might have been suicide.
He had a good run, though. He churned out some good material.
He really
before
did.
Then.
He's classic. He's like Pete Rose. He kind of went in the Hall of Fame after he died.
But dying at 40 back then is like dying at 80 now.
Well, fair enough.
40 was a good run when Eddie was
1849.
Right. The average life expectancy in 1849 was probably 49.
I'll look it up. Then he made it. You know what I mean? But his most famous early work was The Raven. Does this mean that Devontae Adams is going to the Ravens? By the way, do you know where he died when he was 40 years old? Do you know where he died?
Edgar Allan Poe?
Yeah.
It's probably somewhere in the AFC East.
Take a guess. Where do you think he died?
Oh, I mean, probably in Maryland.
Go on.
Baltimore?
Ding.
He died in Baltimore?
He died in Baltimore after writing The Raven.
Average life expectancy in 1850?
Was?
40.
Oh, he nailed it.
It's a good run
Maybe
for
that's
Eddie.
Why he left. He's like, all right.
I'm out. That was my guru voice right there.
I'm out.
Hey, Dad, I like that. I give myself a 3. I'm out. Anyway.
All right.
Baltimore. Huh.
Well, here's what people are leaving out. What's his middle name?
It's Allen.
All right. Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills.
Gotcha. Josh Allen.
And by the way, do you know why his middle name was Allen? Because I think I've been reading about this guy. I think that, his father abandoned the family. And he was taken into the home of Josh Allen. No, John Allen.
I'm like, really?
No, his name was John Allen.
Yeah.
That's who took him in, and that's why he's a foster kid, and he was taken in by John Allen. John Allen.
Edgar Poe.
And yeah, he was just Edgar Poe. And then he was Edgar Allan Poe.
Gotcha.
So you want to throw that into the mix?
Was he Edgar Allan Poe? Like, nowadays it'd be hyphenated. It'd be a hyphenation sensation, Ken. Stop watching the Mets.
Yeah, his dad's name was David Poe.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
he was born Edgar Poe in 1809, but then he became Edgar Allan Poe.
What I'm saying is
he
nowadays...
added an Allen, the same way Devontae's about to. Add an Allen.
Nowadays, like Smith and Jigba, he would be Allan Poe. He'd be Edgar Allan Poe.
Instead of
Edgar Allan Poe. It seemed like Allan was his middle name, but in fact, I'm now discovering that Allan was his...
It was an addition.
Yeah, it was an adoption.
Yeah, exactly. So
interesting.
Anyway.
So Allen, Josh Allen, Buffalo.
This is my favorite
Edgar
stuff,
Allan
by the way.
Poe, Baltimore. He's either going to Buffalo or Baltimore.
This is how I want athletes to use social media. It's so played out to do that. I'm going to scrub all the pictures. Thanks, Clay. We're going to take all the pictures.
You down on Clay?
I'm kind of a little bit bothered by Clay right now. I am. I'll just say it. I am. Watching him just prance through Dallas Mavericks Media Day and act like he's been in jail for the last 2 years didn't feel great. I'm going to be honest about it. It didn't feel great. Is that okay?
No, I love it.
Yeah.
I love when you turn on legends.
No, it didn't. Look, I'm not turning on him. He'll have his statue. But
November 12th, Mavericks at Chase Center. If you want to talk about anticipated games.
I'll be there.
Yeah. As we look at the rest of this year, we've got October, November, and December, and maybe I'm thinking about this because of tomorrow, Cal in Miami. That is a much anticipated game, a college football game, and a game day moment at Berkeley. Between now and the end of the year, the calendar year, I would put Mavericks at Warriors as one of the top five most anticipated
games. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like games that we're going to have here. Chiefs come to town. That's going to be anticipated off the charts. I think Christmas is here again, if I'm not mistaken. Lakers are coming on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, my mind was on NFL. I'm like, no, the Niners aren't playing on Christmas. You're talking about NFL.
I'm thinking about all games between now and the end of the calendar year. Like, what are the Bay Area games that we're most excited about?
I'm pretty sure that the Christmas Day game is here. Yeah. I will confirm.
And the Clay homecoming for me is right up there.
Christmas Day is, yes, home to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You got Niners and Chiefs, which I would put up there on most anticipated ball games.
Are you talking about the calendar year?
Yeah. Between now and the end of December.
Warriors, Mavs, Warriors, Lakers. Sure. So
Niners, Chiefs.
Niners, Chiefs, Niners, Cowboys, Sunday Night Football. Yeah, those are the ones that we know
I'm just
about.
Gonna throw in Cal Miami tomorrow.
Okay.
Half the station's going. Game day is going to be here.
Yeah, that works.
Students will be lining up here. If students might be lining up already. If anyone's in or around the campus, I'll text my son.
Yeah, exactly.
Who works on the campus at UC Berkeley. I wonder if I wonder if college students aren't already getting after it and lining up for that one tomorrow.
I bet they are. I bet they are. Yeah. Ken, what you got? You got a question? What's up?
We just had a caller just chime in real quick. Scott Shapiro out in the on Sausalito. He wanted to tell you guys that the Ravens have not one, but three mascots. It's three Ravens. You guys want to guess what their names are?
Edgar, Devon, Allen, and Poe.
Oh, so that's correct. Devontae.
Lamar.
Oh, really?
Edgar, Allen, and Poe. Look at Devontae. Chestnut checkers from the kid out of Palo Alto.
I disagree. If it's that easy for everybody to crack the code, then it's not a good code. Like, he thought he was being all cryptic, and everybody cracked the code in 2 minutes. So, I don't know. But I am pro this being what you do on social media.
Right, as opposed to poop emojis?
Yeah, come on. Like, I love this. Put the cryptic stuff up, then we'll all have us all sit here and try to figure out what you're thinking. I love that. That's
fun to me.
You
remember the old Lucky beer bottle caps? I don't know if you remember Lucky, the beer.
Oh, Lucky Lager?
Correct.
Those, like, the bottles look like they were squashed.
Yes. And so
know what you're talking about.
You would take off the cap, and inside the cap, there'd be a puzzle, like a cryptic puzzle, like an ear and a horse and then a couple other things, and you had to figure out, like, what the puzzle was.
And I've never really wanted a puzzle with my beer, but sure, whatever.
It was something.
Okay.
And so this is kind of like that. This is the 2024 version where you go on social media and you put up something cryptic, you send a message without using words.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it. Like the old Lucky Lager bottle caps.
I'm into the idea of Devontae Adams on the Ravens. I think that would look real good. Don't you?
He'd look great in that uniform.
Remember Bonte tweeted after a Ravens game earlier this year. He was watching them. I can't remember which game it was, but he goes, doesn't the Ravens always feel like they're one receiver away? They always feel like they need one more receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Zay Flowers. I don't know if he fits the profile of like a one. They try to use him that way. But other than that, who are their other guys? You got Rashad Bateman. Is Aguilar there now? Is Nelson Aguilar on the Ravens?
Yeah, he sure is.
Okay. So, like,
you have a really good like depth of knowledge when it comes to names and even like scores and games. Like, you were just running down the Houston Texans and
dude, I'm sitting there watching Red Zone every weekend.
I know, but the way you remember things is impressive. Like, I could name a team and you could tell me about their four games in some detail.
Right, and then you ask me what Tim Lincecum's number is, and I'm like,
that's fascinating.
can't do it.
What number
totally.
Is he wear? Yeah, everybody's got their blind spots.
Yeah.
I could tell you about your too deep.
Well, that's why I love listening to the Morning Roast, because they'll be like, yeah, you remember the Panthers game in 2007 on that third and four? And
they're nuts.
Like,
they're absolutely nuts. They're like Sean McVay.
Nuts.
Remember when Sean McVay did that?
Yeah.
Remember when they asked him? They're like, hey, 12 years ago, remember on third and four you did? And he was like,
yeah.
He's like, I called a XY out and like what?
Shasky and Bonte on any Niner game over the past, oh, I'd say 25 years,
dude,
maybe 30.
Don't make me feel like I wasn't here.
You scare me, Bonte.
And they're 10 years younger. Like
20 years younger,
and I'm sitting here going, wait a minute, I was at that game.
Dude.
I don't even know.
I am shook.
Yeah, I don't even remember. What? What happened in the third quarter? Ask me who was the quarterback for the Niners right after Kaepernick, and I'm like, I don't know.
Tim Rattay?
JT O'Sullivan? I don't know.
I'm so with you.
Like, I don't know what happened. Maybe in 8 years they'll have the same brain.
I don't know. At home, and you know, after I drop my 2-year-old off at preschool, I put them on the YouTube, and I'm watching them, and they'll be doing their thing, and I'll pull out my phone, and I start to Google, like, try to remember and try to keep up, and then they're on to the next reference, and I'm like, these guys, man, no notes, and they're just boppity-boopity-boppity-boop.
Wow, and if Bonte hadn't brought Baby Chaz to the last summit, I would question her existence. Because it doesn't stop at Bay Area sports.
Yep.
I had to call him, I felt like, a few weeks ago. This guy is on Twitter being like, wow, that was an amazing set. He's talking about some tennis match. I'm like, dude, what are you on vacation right now? What are you doing?
He was there.
Put the US phone Open. Down. Yeah. I'm like, what is happening right now?
He's all in on everything.
It's unbelievable. I'm like, people are like, what are your favorite show? I haven't seen a non-sporting event on TV in 4 years.
Yeah.
Who's got time for this? Binge watching, my favorite phrase. What is going on in your life that you have the ability to binge watch something? I couldn't be more jealous. You telling me that there is a day of the week at some point in the year where you just wake up and you're like, huh, I got nothing. Let's do 9.5 hours on the couch.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Holy crap, I'm jealous.
15 minutes apiece. Let's go ahead and rip through those.
It's incredible.
Well, especially now, before we go to the phones, yeah. I do think October doesn't get the run that it deserves as far as best sports month of the year.
Oh, it's up there.
Okay.
It's definitely up there.
I think it might be underrated. It might be number one.
Well, especially now that the NBA opener is tucked into that month.
Right.
Isn't it?
You've got college football getting hot.
Right. NFL.
Baseball concluding. NFL taking shape.
NBA starts.
Oh, yeah.
NHL starts.
Puck is getting dropped.
Yeah.
Puck, yeah. It's everything and more. October, I don't think, gets the love it deserves.
Somebody hit us up with that idea. What about the Sharks opener? What about a little Celebrini action?
I'm into it.
Okay. Maybe that's the fifth game coming
up
this year.
Yeah.
Let's go to Will in the East Bay. What are you doing, Will? What's happening right now in your life?
Well, life is good. I'm doing nothing right now. My girlfriend's out of town. And there you go.
Well, I could take that one of two ways, Will. Your girlfriend would love that absolutely nothing's happening while she's gone. But it also sounded like you were a little bit too happy about that. This is just me reading you through the phone.
Hey, listen, I'm happy, you know. Was out there on a 9-hole par 3, you know, over where my sister lives.
And yeah.
You know, cleaned up a few issues, you know, failed in a couple others, and got some shopping done at my own leisure pace, and life is good.
Take a moment for you, Will. Take a moment for you. Good for you.
Which 9-hole were you playing?
You ever heard of Grayson Woods up in Pleasant Hill?
No, but I'll have to check that out. Woods.
Which is bananas that he hasn't heard of it. I would have bet $1,000 that he would have said
Grayson
yes to
Grayson Hills?
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess.
Grayson Woods.
Oh, Grayson Woods.
Grayson Woods.
All right.
Now, have you heard of it?
Of course not.
Okay.
I know that they have the one at the Concord Airport, and then they got the Diablo Hills one in Walnut Creek.
I Googled it. It does exist.
Yeah.
It exists. I'm looking at it right now.
And I know. Yeah, and I know Dibs, you know, was out and about in that area, you know, Walnut Creek or whatever, and it's right around that area, yeah. So something to check out. Anyway, just rolled in the door. You guys, I don't know. I appreciate your production people kind of, you know, whipping me up the ramp there. But just 2 points there. I had to do that poem. I didn't say that stupid poem I was going to, but I had to recite that poem in primary school, okay? You know, and I recited it, and, of course, I was nervous in front of the class. Everybody's, you know, preoccupied with the raven, but there was a key word in that poem called nevermore.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. So go ahead and feast on that, okay? My last thought, I know you got other callers. Brock Purdy's from Arizona, okay? People in Arizona at one time or another bake, okay? And they play sports and they do things, probably like Purdy, in extreme heat. Iowa State, I'm sure it got pretty warm there too. If anybody is going to, I'm not going to say thrive, but it's going to deal with the weather and be as perky as possible this Sunday, I believe it's going to be that young phenom quarterback of ours.
Well, I got no worries at all about Brock Purdy, especially after I figured out what you meant by people from Arizona bake.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Like when you first said that, That's not where I thought you were going to go with Brock Purdy. In other words, he's played in the heat before. Because actually, I would bet a pretty penny that Brock Purdy has never tried it.
What, the lettuce?
Yeah.
The stuff?
I got a C note that says he's never even touched it.
I got a C note that says there was one party sophomore year where he got peer pressured. Went out the next day, threw three picks against Iowa, and then he swore off the lettuce. Mm. I got him pegged as a one and done guy.
All right, next press conference, we'll ask him. Hey, Brock.
Excuse me, Brock. Dan Dibley here from the Times-Picayune. You ever got high?
Yeah. All right. You know what we still need to do?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm having such a fun day.
Yeah, that's right. Coming up next.
Boy.
Fade the Dibbers. On Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Willard and Dibs.
Absolute pleasure. Willard and Dibs, y'all take it easy. Have a good one. Enjoy the game tonight.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, we have reached that time.
Oh, yeah.
We are flying down the highway of Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Be safe, everybody, this weekend. Have a blast. The weather's going to be absolutely amazing. So provided that you're not sitting on that side of Levi Stadium, this should be a tremendous weekend. And as you said, how perfect that this is what the weather is like for game day to come.
Yep.
How great is that, man?
Especially when they are kicking off their coverage at 6 a.m.
Yeah, if you're going to spend the night out there, you could do it in shorts.
Exactly.
It's great.
It's going to be epic. And so Berkeley and the greater East Bay is going to film very well. I would imagine the game day crew is going to have a great time. The crowds are going to be huge out there. And so, like you said, if you're going out there to game day or to the game, hydrate, put on some sunscreen, be safe, take care of yourself, love one another, and let's let the nation see just how awesome we are out here, not only as people, but as college football fans and just sports fans in general.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, this is going to be a good one. Then again, you have the power to ruin it.
I'm not going out there.
No.
I don't know. I don't know why you're putting this much responsibility on me. That doesn't seem right.
No, it's everything. It's everything. Because we know what caps the weekend. The 49ers have a home game. And they really cannot afford to go 2-3 and then have to go to Seattle 4 days later. This is a very, very large one. And you hold the key. Because we know exactly what has gone on in every 49er game so far this year.
Except one.
When you have picked the 49ers, it has not gone well. When you have picked against the 49ers, it has gone well. That's the trend. And that leads us to Fade the Dibbers.
It's time for
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it. You make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
Yo, what was that dude's name that went running down the middle of the field last night to end the game? I don't even know what his name was. He's flying down the field, and I'm going, Fade the Dibbers!
Kadarryl Hodge, baby.
Kadarryl Hodge.
Second catch of the season.
All right.
Kadarryl, second catch of the game.
Are we at 7 or 7.5? What's FanDuel got right
seven
now?
7.5.
7.5. The Niners are favored against Calamari. Dibs, the floor is yours.
Well, Arizona comes in with a very good ground game, and the Niners have had trouble stopping the run. And Fred Warner is questionable. Don't know if he's going to play. Kalia Davis, likely elevated. He'll be in there. But Arizona rushed for 240 yards last year in the matchup between these two teams. For me, that's where the game lies. That's where the game will be won or lost. The Niners have beaten Arizona four straight times by a combined total of 88 points. I think that this one's a pretty easy one to break down. Niners have been terrific at home. Arizona, they can score. They can be explosive. But
this is so scary. So this is the most nervous I get all week long on this show.
I thought I had the floor.
My bad.
We feel where it's going.
You take the Niners and you lay the 7.5.
Why would you do that?
Thank you. Why the silence?
Why do you put yourself over the team?
It's more about them than it is about the team.
You're like the Brandon Ayuk of the radio station.
They say they don't want me, Ken. They say they don't want me.
Why would you do that?
Because I have to. I got to stick to my guns, Mark. And this 40. Thank you, Ken. I can't lock it up enough.
Damn it!
88 points is the combined margin of victory over the last four. I don't care if they can run the ball. And Calamari, good little player, but all Brock does is put up 30.
I'm so mad right now.
Final score, Niners 30, Arizona 21. Cuckoo. All I do is win half the time. I'm 7-7 on the year. I'm due for a bounce back. Last night I got screwed by Google's name. Kadarryl Hodge. Not just any Hodge. Kadarryl Hodge. Kaduh. I'm taking the Niners. And I'm laying the 7.5. Cuckoo. All I do is win, win, win sometime.
Have you ever won picking the Niners? I'm trying to think. Did you pick them week one?
I think he did.
Yep,
I think he picked them to cover against the Jets.
I am 1-3 on Niner games.
And then this is the
I took the Niners in Minnesota.
You didn't just take the Niners in Minnesota.
I believe I
You literally made it sound absurd. You thought it was Ottoman. The Niners were going to blow Minnesota off of said field.
Yeah.
Right.
I was wrong.
Then you come back to follow.
Okay.
What, Dibs?
They were up 10 points on the Rams.
Good for you.
That thing should have been tucked away night.
The Bucs were up last night from the entire game, too.
Yeah, I got that one wrong.
Did you cash that ticket?
No. Kadarryl Hodge to the Heezy.
And what happened when you picked the Niners against the Rams? What did I do? 2 weeks ago, at exactly this time, on this station, on this show, what did I do when you picked the Niners to cover against the Rams?
I believe you said, Schmidt.
No, I lamented.
You did. It was a lamentation sensation.
Yes, it was.
Cha-ching.
And I'm doing the exact same thing right now.
Whatever.
No, whatever.
Niners 30. Arizona,
stop.
21. Thank you, Ken. Keep that thing on lock. And, you know, come Monday, when the Niners win comfortably, I'm gonna be able to puff up my chest a little bit. I'll be back in the win column. I'll be 8-7. And this whole idea about me being bad for
selfish.
The team, a bad
selfish.
Omen, and selfish.
So selfish.
Normally, this is where you go, fade, but no, you're not going to fade me.
I can't, because I'm about the team.
Lucas, how about you? You going to fade the Dibber? You won't.
I might.
Yeah, you're not a Niner fan like that, so he could. It's more about his cash than it is about his team.
It should be.
Fine.
Take the Texans, everybody. Don't mess around with this crap.
Niners 30, Arizona 21.
Oh,
cash me out one time.
And Seattle. Take Seattle.
And Seattle?
Seattle. If you want a parlay, there's your other pick. Take Seattle, although the number's getting high now. I got it 3 days ago.
So high.
Yeah, I got it 3 days ago at 6. When I knew Malik Nabers, because I listened to a doctor, I knew Malik Nabers wasn't going to play.
6.5 now.
Well, no, I got it. I see it at 7.
FanDuel,
6.5, 7. If you can get it at 6.5, go get it. I love it at 6.5. I love it, really, really love it at 6. At 7, I love it less. But those are your picks this week. It's the Texans and the Seahawks.
Wow. No.
Thank you, Ken.
Cincinnati. Favored by 4.5?
Against
who? No, I'm looking at next week.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Cincinnati against Baltimore.
What do you think of Edgar Allen?
2.5. Cincinnati's getting 2.5.
Where?
Home dog against Baltimore.
Cincinnati is... Cincinnati, stop. You only... No, we're not fading the Dibbers anymore.
Okay, we're done. All right.
Yeah.
That is my favorite pick. My second favorite is the Niners.
The Cincinnati...
Give them points, cuckoo.
The Cincinnati Bengals...
It's been locked.
...have got to be the biggest stay away I've ever seen in my life.
It's volatile.
I have no clue what to do with that. What are they doing? Like, literally, they outplayed the Chiefs for an entire game and found a way to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to their opening game. They lost at home to the New England Patriots. Right?
Good little Patriots team.
Jeez. And then...
You lost to the Commanders by 5.
They lost to the Commanders, and like Jaden Daniels just went up and down the field on them.
21 of 23 in that game for Jaden.
And then what is their what's their one win?
They beat the Panthers last week.
Oh, they beat the Panthers.
At Carolina, though.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
All right. Against their old quarterback.
Yeah.
That was the Andy Dalton Bowl.
Revenge game.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't think I'd be comfortable betting a Bengal game no matter who they're playing.
Yeah. Well, so. I'm 0-1 on the week. Tampa Bay broke my heart last night.
Well, there are a couple of games that I will say this. When you look at them, like that philosophy of... Why the hell is the spread that?
Lean into it.
Well, the Bengals are one of them. Why are they? I've got them on my side at +1. Why are the Ravens only favored by 1 against the Cincinnati
FanDuel's
Bengals?
FanDuel's got it at 2.5.
Yeah, that's a very, very big, big spread.
And I'm going to give you one more while we're here just because I'm in a giving mood. It's our wake and take for tomorrow. Because we're going to cross the pond.
Yep.
If you want a little wake and take.
Well, that's another one. Why are the Vikings only 2.5-point favorite? Why?
On a neutral.
Why?
Because the Jets are better than you give them credit for, well, and this game is going to be a defensive slugfest.
Okay. No. I'm in. That's another one. Like the Vikings, if you really own.
Lay the 2.5, yeah.
No.
You like the Jets and the points?
What I'm telling you is a certain. No, listen to me. If you're going to follow this philosophy,
sure.
There are three games where you go, why the hell is the spread? Well, there's usually a reason. If you believe in the Vikings as much as everyone now does, wouldn't you say they could beat the Jets by a field goal? I think you would. Why are the Ravens only -1? And then here's the biggest one of them all. You ready for a spread that I would lean into? Lean into it if you want. If you really got, and this is for rich people, okay? Because I don't want you betting this if you need to win. Because this is a stupid bet, but look at this number. Why the hell are the Jags favored by a field goal against anybody? That doesn't make any sense. It'll look the worst team in the NFL right now.
At home, and Indy has no quarterback and no running back.
They have an elite quarterback.
Their backup quarterback is better than their starter.
Flacco.
He's clearly better.
Elite.
I've been on Flacco from long before you guys were on Flacco.
Anyway, let's see how
I like the Jags.
Did you make him too?
No, but I like him.
Lucas, what's happening in 4 minutes?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. All right. Whatever.
Oh, no. Patrick Willis. Okay. Newest member of the Hall of Fame. He was on the morning roast.
Yeah. Lucas just flies by the seat of his pants.
We're good.
Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
No.
Day after that?
I'm going to a birthday party.
Oh. On a Sunday?
It's my daughter's got a friend who's 2. We're going to make it back in time for the game.
Give me the number of the parents. I need to talk to them. For God's sakes.
There's a trampoline involved.
That's not okay. All right, look, whatever's coming up on the game, whenever Lucas figures it out, is brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking. Have a great weekend. For Dibs, for Ken, the Met, and for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.